Oh, gratefully sing his wonderful love. I should in defender the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise.
We are going through the life of David in 1 and 2 Samuel. We're in 1 Samuel 17 today. And this is an incredibly well-known story of David and Goliath. It is one of those stories that transcends culture and is known in our culture by people who don't even know that the story is from the Bible. That's how well-known this story is. And so one of the things that is incredibly amazing about Scripture, and especially some of the narratives in the Hebrew Scriptures, is this. You almost don't even need to preach them because the message is so thick, it's so powerful, that just reading it, you get the idea of what God's... So here's what we're going to do. We're going to read 1 Samuel 17. I've got a couple of thoughts that I want to leave you with on it. I'm going to skip the PowerPoint. If you are OCD and need those blanks filled in, see me afterwards, okay? I will give you the answers, all right? I'll photocopy the notes for you, or give you the PowerPoint or whatever. But just open your Bibles, grab the Pew Bible. We're in 1 Samuel 17. If you don't have a Bible and that Pew Bible is, keep the Pew Bible. Take a Bible. We want you to have a Bible. We're just going to read this, and then a couple of thoughts that I have for you afterwards. So we're beginning there, 1 Samuel 17, verse 1. The Philistines gathered their forces for war at Succoth in Judah and camped between Succoth and Azekah in Ephes Damim. Saul and the men of Israel gathered and camped in the valley of Elah. Then they lined up in battle formation to face the Philistines. The Philistines were standing on one hill, and the Israelites were standing on another hill with a ravine between them. Then a champion named Goliath from Gath came out from the Philistines' camp. He was 9 feet 9 inches tall and wore a bronze helmet and bronze scale armor that weighed 125 pounds. There was bronze armor on his shins, and a bronze javelin was slung between his shoulders. His spear shaft was like a weaver's beam, and the iron point of his spear weighed 15 pounds. In addition, a shield bearer was walking in front of him. He stood and shouted to the Israelite battle formations, "Why do you come to line up in battle formation?" he asked them. "Am I not a Philistine, and are you not servants of Saul? Choose one of your men and have him come down against me. If he wins in a fight against me and kills me, we will be your servants. But if I win against him and kill him, then you will be our servants and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "I defy the ranks of Israel today. Send me a man so we can fight each other." And when Saul was the king, when Saul and all Israel heard these words from the Philistine, they lost their courage and were terrified. Now David was the son of Ephrathite from Bethlehem of Judah named Jesse. And Jesse had 8 sons, and during Saul's reign he was already a very old man. And Jesse's 3 oldest sons had followed Saul to the war. And their names were Eliab the firstborn, Abinadab the second, and Shammah the third. And David was the youngest. The 3 oldest had followed Saul, but David kept going back and forth from Saul to tend his father's flock in Bethlehem. And every morning and evening for 40 days, the Philistine had come forward and took his stand. One day, Jesse had told his son David, "Take this half bushel of roasted grain along with these 10 loaves of bread for your brothers and hurry to the camp. Also take these 10 portions of cheese to the field commander and check on the well-being of your brothers, and bring a confirmation from them. They are with Saul and all the men of Israel in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines." So David got up early in the morning and left the flock with someone to keep it, loading up and sent out as Jesse had charged him. He arrived at the perimeter of the camp just as the army was marching out to its battle formation, shouting their battle cry. Israel and the Philistines lined up in battle formation, facing each other, and David left his supplies in the care of the quartermaster and ran to the battle line. When he arrived, he asked his brothers how they were. And while he was speaking with them, suddenly the champion from Gath, named Goliath, came forward from the Philistine battle line and shouted his usual words, which David heard. When all the Israelite men saw Goliath, they retreated from him, for they were terrified. Previously, an Israelite man had declared, "Do you see this man who keeps coming out? He comes to defy Israel. You know, the king will make the man who kills him very rich and will give him his daughter as a wife. The king will also make his family, the family of that man, exempt from paying taxes." And David spoke to the man, the men who were standing with him, "Hey, what will be done for the man who kills the Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? And just who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And the troops told him about the offer that the man had said, and saying, "This and this and this is what will be done for the man who kills him." And David's oldest brother, Eliab, listened as he spoke to the men, and he became angry with him. "Why did you come down here? Who did you leave these few sheep with in the wilderness? I know your arrogance and your evil heart. You came down to see the battle." "What have I done now?" protested David. "It was just a question." And then he turned to those beside him, to others in front of him, and asked again about the offer. And the people gave the same answer as before. What David had said was overheard and reported to Saul, so that David had been brought to Saul. And David said to Saul, "Don't let anyone be discouraged by him. Your servant will go and fight the Philistine." But Saul replied, "You can't go fight the Philistine. You're just a youth. And he's been a warrior since he was a youth." David answered Saul, "Your servant has been tending his father's sheep. And whenever a lion or a bear came and carried off a lamb from the flock, I went after it, struck it down, and rescued the lamb from its mouth. And if it reared up against me, I killed it. Your servant has killed lions and bears. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God." And then David said, "The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from this hand of the Philistine." So Saul said to him, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." And Saul had his own military clothes put on David. He put a bronze helmet on David's head and had him put on armor. And David strapped his sword over the military clothes and tried to walk, but he was not used to them. "I can't walk in these," David said to Saul. "I'm not used to them." So instead, he took his staff in his hand and he chose 5 smooth stones from the wadi and put them in the pouch in his shepherd's bag. Then with his sling in hand, he approached the Philistine. And the Philistine came closer and closer to David with the shield bearer in front of him. And when the Philistine looked and saw David, he despised him because he was just a youth. And he said to David, "Am I a dog that you've come to me with sticks?" And then he cursed David by his gods. "Come here," the Philistines called to David, "and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts." And David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of armies, the God of the ranks of Israel. You have defied him. Today the Lord will hand you over to me. Today I will strike you down, remove your head, and give the corpses of the Philistines' camp to the birds of the sky and the wild creatures of the earth. Then all the world will know that Israel has a God. And this whole assembly will know that it is not by sword or by spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's. He will hand you over to us." Now, when the Philistine started moving towards him, David ran quickly to the battle line to meet the Philistine. He put his hand in the bag, took out a stone, and slung it and hit the Philistine right in the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell down to the ground. David defeated the Philistine with a sling and a stone. David overpowered the Philistine and killed him without having a sword. He ran over, stood over him, grabbed the Philistine's sword and pulled it from his sheath and used it to kill him. Then he cut off his head. And when the Philistine army saw that their hero was dead, they fled. The men of Israel and Judah rallied, shouting their battle cry, and chased the Philistines to the entrance of the valley, all the way to the gates of Ekron. And we, you know what? I'm just going to stop right there. The rest is just a little bit of epilogue. What a story, right? What a powerful interaction. I was spending some time in this passage this week, and something that was new to me I came across. At risk of spiritualizing the text, Goliath. Now, this is not to say that this did not happen. The Bible faithfully accounts that this happened, this battle, this interaction. But the name Goliath means to uncover or to reveal. To uncover or to reveal. And put in this exact spot in the story of David, and the drama of David and Saul reveals some very important things to us. If you recall last chapter, David's already been anointed king. God has taken the kingdom from Saul. It's just only a handful of people actually know this. And in this account with Goliath, it reveals the true character of these two men. The one who was king, and when faced with Goliath, faced with the most terrible, frightening sight that he has ever seen, he cowers and refuses to go into battle against him. But David, what does it reveal? What does it uncover? What does Goliath show us about who David is? David, when faced with Goliath, realizes that the Lord, who has done all of these things for me already, will be with me in battle against this Philistine who defies the Lord God Almighty. It reveals a courage in David that Saul does not have. Saul does not have the faith that the Lord would be with him. There is no human reason possible why David should go into battle. He comes to Saul and says, "Saul, I will do it." And Saul thinks this is ridiculous. I can't send a child into battle. But David says, "The Lord that has been with me will protect me and deliver me from this Philistine." The Lord. He doesn't say my skill, my ability as a shepherd, my effort in this. This is about grace. This is not about how hard he has to try. This is about trusting that God is with him. And so Saul gives him the armor, right? Saul, okay, here is what you are going to need to do this. And what does David say? He says, "I can't do it your way. I can't wear this stuff. This isn't going to work. This isn't who I am." Because he trusts that who God has made him to be and the experiences that God has put in his life are sufficient to prepare him and equip him for the battle that God has put him in right now. And whatever the battle that you are in right now, whatever the Goliath that is facing you, whatever the mountain that you have in front of you, he was a mountain of a man, right? Whatever it is, maybe it's a person that is challenging you. Maybe it is a situation that is challenging. I don't know what it is. But what I do know is that God has prepared you and equipped you sufficiently to be able to meet the challenge, to be able to meet the Goliath that is facing you. And that Goliath is going to reveal in your heart whether you have the faith to trust God with that situation or to cower and hide from it. We all can think of what that is. Maybe it's something in the past. Maybe you were like David and you were faithful in it. Maybe you were more like Saul and you cowered and you didn't experience a victory in it. I don't know. But what I do know is that God is with you in it. He is with each and every one of us in the same way that he was with David. And then what happened once David was victorious? What happened to the people? The fearful, cowering army of Israel all of the sudden is like, we can do this. And they charge and they chase the Philistines back to their city and they wipe them out along the way. Why were they able to do that? Because they saw what God was able to do through someone who was willing to trust God in the midst of circumstances that did not make any sense, did not look favorably. He should not have won. And yet when we trust God, that's what happens, is we see victory where there should have been defeat. We see blessing where there should have been a curse. Because God is at work in it. That's what we see here with David, a man who trusts God in all circumstances here. So, as you think about what your Goliath is, what that situation that you're facing that God has in you that's going to reveal something in your character, are you going to be a David or are you going to be a Saul? Are you willing to trust God in it? Because he has showed himself faithful to you in this, and he will be with you in whatever you're facing. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your grace to us, Lord. We thank you for the example of David. God, that you put him in that situation. You called him to be king, and you put him at the battle, and you stirred his heart. You disrupted. He was doing something else. He was delivering food, but this disruption that you sent called him into battle. And you prepared him. You equipped him. And he trusted you in it. God, we thank you for that. Lord, may we do the same thing. May we, as we see the disruptions, as you put the things in our path, the opportunities to serve you, to trust you, God, may we look and trust in the equipping and the preparation that you've done, and know that you have been with us and that you will be for us in whatever it is that you have for us to do. God, we give you thanks and praise for it. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.